Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. There are seasons for us of blessing and of enjoyment. And he says, taste your food, taste and see that I'm good, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we still, not to say we're not going to walk in our own valleys of suffering and he'll be with us there. But we've read, you know, historical accounts of people who've injured themselves in the name of spirituality. And mm-hmm. I know that didn't please the Father's heart, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think there's a very big difference between embracing the suffering that results just in terms of life, just living life in a broken world, embracing the suffering that exists and believing that God is sovereign and wise and good. That's one thing, and it's a very different thing than I'm going to go and seek suffering and I'm going to do very, you know, I'm going to make sure that I abandon any desires or pleasures because that's safer in some respects. So I think you're right. I think there's a call to suffer well, but there's not a call in Scripture to seek suffering necessarily.
Yes, exactly. And you say that many imagine that faith and desire are at odds and almost duking it out in our hearts. And so if mm-hmm. we really believe that, well, of course, faith has to win. And so we squelch maybe desires that have been put there by God. Like for you talk about just the wrestling of writing. I went through that same thing as a writer where there were obstacles in the path. There were times where it was a not yet, but that didn't mean it was a no from God. It was actually hit from him. And I look at your writing and how many are going to benefit from it. If you would have constantly shunned that as just your own self-ambitious goal, many would have lost. So I want you to talk about how some of these desires God imparts to us. He has his own timing in establishing us in them, but they're from him. They're not at odds with our faith.
Absolutely. One thing for me that I've begun realizing is that desires are sort of like seeds, and seeds that can grow really good and beautiful things, good and beautiful and brave prayers, and good and beautiful and brave risk in our life. And I think seeds of calling, and for me in particular, the desire to write, which always felt very suspect, especially in terms of how it interacted with my role as a wife and a mother. Like, how do I have time for this? And how do I create time for this? And so long as it was always something selfish and greedy, I felt like I had to abandon it. But when I began to see, like, maybe this is actually good, maybe this isn't going away because this is something that God has given me to do for his kingdom and for his glory. And there's so much in the book that as I just talk through the language of the Lord's Prayer that says, let's not abandon our desires necessarily until we first examine them and discerned them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.